involved with what it is we're doing, and we're going to bring it to light in the way it should be. So I'm ecstatic, and it's really nice to be here, Randy.
I'm calling it Lovell Fest, but it could be Patrick Fest, but then you'll get SpongeBob people showing up.
Absolutely, man.
Lovell Fest. So Forward 13, Waking Up the American Dream, tell me about it.
So, like millions of other people, Randy, I got whitewashed in the 2008 implosion. I was giving away homes on a television show after I left Park City Television. I was traveling around the country, and I worked on a television show called Home Team. And what we did was we found deserving individuals and told great stories about deserving people who had run on hard times and who needed a break, and home ownership was the through line. And so I was giving away houses around the country. And the show suddenly went upside down overnight in I think it was July, maybe August of 2007. And I was like, whoa, that was weird, because the people that were financing the show was this huge commercial investment real estate development company out of Seattle. And suddenly they were upside down overnight. So had I known what was on the horizon, I would have ducktailed it and run the other way. But instead, I decided to start my own company, which was a dream of mine for really as long as I could remember. And I had worked hard to try to find an investor. And lo and behold, I found one here in Park City, a good friend of mine. I won't mention his name on air, but he agreed to fund my company, the Adventure Corps Productions. And we were set to do business on September 15th, 2008, the day the world turned upside down. So I was within 5 feet of realizing my American dream the day the American dream died. And as such, my wife and I, who is in the studio and who hasn't seen our film yet, and this has been a 3-year, five-year process, Randy. Mm-hmm. And essentially, we went upside down. And the long and the short of it is we pretty much lost everything, but we could have given up on each other. We kept it together long enough to miraculously find funding for a program, this film that I had an idea to tell, use our story as the entry point to get on the road to find out what the hell happened to America. And as such, I got funding miraculously again on September of 2011. And we got on the road on September 17th, 2011, which was the day the Occupy Wall Street movement took off. And so the next thing I know, I'm on a cross-country adventure, Randy, where we surfed the Occupy Wall Street movement, and they became a supporting character in my quest to find out what the hell was going on with the country. And I think we did. I think we connected the dots. We added it up, and it starts with the foreclosure disaster as the entry point, and just kind of gets to what everybody's talking about today, which is disparity of wealth, what happened to the American dream. And so we're presenting it to everyone on a silver platter, and hopefully we're going to start a tidal wave resurgence of the American dream.
What does Forward 13 mean? Why Forward 13? What's that name imply?
Well, it's all about the ideals of what it means to be an American, or America in general. And I believe that our country has been completely turned upside down, and what we have currently is a similar version of tyranny, if you will, that the original founders or the people that created this country were fighting against when they started off. So instead of the East India Trading Company and King George, we now have this revolving door of Congress and big companies that basically have farmed out everything and hollowed out, which was once a thriving middle class. And so that was the American dream, and no better place to start it than with the loss of a home.
Mm. And here in Park City, grappling with that same issue locally of, like, where have the real residents, where did they go? Why are there no kids playing in the streets in Old Town?
That's a good question, man. Although we've got all the big adults playing. I mean, I still stumble out of the no-name from time to time.
And this will be screened Monday at 9 p.m. at the Boneyard, which is a lot of folks have not had the opportunity to be introduced to the Boneyard. It's the latest effort by Jesse Shetler and his groups, who owns the No Name Saloon Butchers and now Boneyard, and soon to be the Wine Dive. I don't know if the Wine Dive made it yet or not.
Well, that's why we're going to be doing our screening, because
in that space, because
yeah,
it's not
good.
Open.
It's good timing. See, what happened was, I reached out to Jesse and I said, "Hey, man, I made this film, and I've known Jesse for years. I played for the Muckers. Our corporate headquarters was the Alamo, and I said, "Hey, man, you never closed down during Sundance, and I was wondering if you might consider hosting a screening of my film." And he said, "I didn't even know you made a film." He's like, "Can I take a look at it?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, man." And so I sent it to him, and one thing led to another, and he took a look at it, and he got back to me pretty quickly, and he said, "I had no idea that's what you went through." And he's like, "It's not that much of a different story than my story." He's like, I'd love to help support you. And he said, you know, the through line of your film and what it represents is basically the same thing I went through, which was kind of shocking. And the same goes for Dana Williams, quite frankly, and other people that are well known in our society. So what's really intriguing about this, Andy, is that, or Randy, sorry.
That's why I like Andy better.
That, you know, I know that there, I mean, the numbers, Randy, are 10 million people lost their homes to foreclosure, and there are 26 million people on the downside of the economy since 2008. I mean, there's 400 people that own 100 and, you know, the same net worth as 150 million Americans. And it's like, this stuff has affected more people than you know. I mean, they could be standing in front of you, and, you know, most people don't want to admit to it, you know. But it's interesting. I decided to turn the camera on myself, and the next thing I know, everybody's like, whoa, that kind of happened to me too.
Let's take a call. It might be for you. It might be a traffic update. Nobody knows because this is live local radio. It's what we do. Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello, caller.
Oh, hello, it's me. I was just going to let you know I was going to call you at about 4:45.
Hi, Rick Bruff. All right, I'll be waiting for your phone call about 5:45. You're the only one that will call me to tell me that you're going to call me. I love that about you, Rick.
Yes.
Thank you.
At 4:45, not 5:45.
4:45. I'll be watching for the red light district.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Patrick Lovell, so how did you make the film? You know, you and I got involved in Park City Television together way back then, and you were on the sales side. Suddenly you started to be the talent side, and you got really involved in Sundance and all those Sundance connections. I thought you would be able to use that to get your own film in it.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. I became a producer, Randy, which is, you know, kind of a cross-pollinization of being on the sales side and the creative side. And I started doing my own stuff, working for another production company, and then, you know, I ended up doing a lot of stuff that I was able to grow. And by the way, I do have to mention, my wife's in the studio. She has not seen the film yet. Mm-hmm. She has sat through this whole production process, through our lives and everything that has been turned upside down, and she's going to see the film for the first time on Monday.
When did you finish it, and how? I mean, is this totally something that you shot yourself, or did you have a crew with you to help you?
No, I had a crew. I had a small crew. It's definitely a low-budget film, but a local resident funded it. An incredible human being. I don't know if he'd want me to mention. I mean, I should. You want me to mention or no? All right, I'll keep him on the low angle. Although he's in the film, so it's not a secret. But you know, we got funding again. You know, it was a miracle that we got funding, and this thing has been ongoing. I finished the film initially maybe a year ago, but so much had to be done in terms of music licensing, and I got a distributor called Cinema Libre. They've done stuff with Oliver Stone and Woody Harrelson and many films that have come out of Sundance. And we're going to be distributing nationally. This is kind of like a release of an album, Randy. It's weird how it works in documentary these days. It's not like if I'm not a Michael Moore, so I can't just go get a national, you know, $30 million ad revenue budget and 6 weeks in theaters and all that sort of thing. So what happens is they let it release in DVD and cross-pollinate on digital platforms like Netflix and iTunes and all the rest of it. But you can find out about it, CinemaLibre.com, Cinema Libre Studios, and it'll be released the 21st to the general public. But we'll end up having like roadshow screenings in places that were hard hit in the economy, like Fresno and Vegas and Phoenix, as well as New York and D.C. and some of the others. We think it's going to, you know, hopefully it's going to morph over the next 12 months, because really the target of the whole thing is the 2014 midterms.
All right. And is this the world premiere? It has to be the regional premiere and the local premiere.
Well,
right?
It is definitely the world premiere. First time to the public. But, you know, because we're residents of Park City and we're friends, and this is a friendly town, it's the Park City premiere, my friend.
Fabulous. 9 p.m. on Monday at Boneyard. The film, again, is Forward 13, Waking Up the American Dream. And it sounds like to me, Patrick, that making this was a very arduous, challenging project for you, one of love. But now the bigger challenge is now getting it to be seen by folks. Right?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's funny. You and I have interviewed so many filmmakers during Sundance, and it sounds cliche, but man, the entrepreneurial independent filmmaker is a journey like none of us have ever experienced until you go through it. And I can tell you firsthand, it was much more difficult than I ever anticipated. But here we are. We're going. We're going to launch, and I'm so excited, and we've got so much energy. And one thing I do want to point out, Randy, it is a limited list. It is open to the public, but I would encourage people to email me, especially if you've gone through this situation. If you have lost your home to foreclosure, and you were in modification, and you were wrongfully foreclosed upon, I want you at this screening. And you can reach out to me at Lovell, Lovell.Patrick13@gmail.com. tell me your story, and I'll put you on the guest list, and we'll make it happen. We've got limited seats. We've got friends and people that are part of this process. So, you know, we certainly don't expect or hope to have hundreds of people show up out of the blue, but if you can email me, we'll certainly try to do what we can to get you in the screening.
Or if you are a Hollywood producer with lots of funds for distribution, you might be able to get on the list.
Except I'm already distributed, so actually not really.
No,
so I'm not trying to sell a film. I've got this film sold.
You can do the opposite of Sundance. You can, like the locals, you can say, come on through, and the guys with all, you know, the limo and everything and the entourage, you say, no, you guys, you got to wait out here.
Booyah, Randy. That's what I'm talking about, dude. That's why I'm on the Randy Barton Show.
I like it. Patrick Lovell with the film screening of his film. It's a documentary, Forward 13, Waking Up the American Dream, Monday night at 9 p.m. at the Boneyard. You can then celebrate until 1 a.m. at the Boneyard, right?
Yeah.
With Patrick Lovell. Hang out there late and enjoy that new location in town. And there is parking, I believe.
Yeah. Probably the only place in town that has it.
Thank you very much. This must have a website, some web presence beyond.
Yeah, I would recommend. I would definitely recommend. I mean, on Facebook, you can check me out at Forward 13, Waking Up the American Dream. And if you want to just read through some of the stuff, you'll play catch up quickly. But Cinema Libre Studios is the company that's distributing it, and they've got a website, cinemalibre.com. So anything you need to know about the release will be there. Just check out the film Forward 13, Waking Up the American Dream.
Thank you very much. Patrick Lovell. Join him on Monday night at the Boneyard, 9 p.m.
Good night.
Thanks, you.
You're listening to Randy Barton on KPCW Radio.
Additional funding for news and information on KPCW has been provided by Epic Brewing, classic, elevated, and exponential series of local beers. EpicBrewing.com, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
This is Scott Myers from Deer Valley's Mariposa Restaurant, supporters of KPCW. You can dine the way chefs love to. Each item is a small plate, allowing you to enjoy multiple selections. Located in the Silver Lake Lodge and open Tuesday through Sunday from 5:45 to 9 p.m. Cocktails, beer, and wine available. For reservations, 645-6715 or deervalley.com.